It could be boat fuel too. I mean, it could be.
There's a similar rebate for.
Yeah, it could be boat fuel as well as avgas and maybe tractors and farmers that get the rebate. You know, anybody who doesn't use it for a licensed vehicle can get it rebated. So I think there's other users, but I don't think it's just avgas. That could be. It could be.
Well, aside from the numbers seeming skewed, just the fact that that money's supposed to go to help the roads, right?
Right. The 23 cents is a gasoline tax.
The gasoline tax,
right, is intended to go
is for the
to
roads.
Maintain the roads and bridges. Pay Jeff's salary.
Big difference in the price, though, when you get down around Pennsylvania, Virginia, ain't it?
Yes.
And that's the problem. Somebody that's flying from New York to Florida is going to decide to stop in Virginia.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And that's the issue.
Why shouldn't we be competitive with the rest of the shore, at least, around Virginia?
How much does the state contribute for the FAA? Is it just FAA?
No, the state pays 2.5% of FAA-funded projects. Plus, they have their own aviation projects that they fund all of.
A chunk of change to what we've done with
just our runway project next year. I think it's $230,000 that they'll have to contribute as their 2.5%. So that, you know, that's a year's worth of what they're saying the avgas tax is.
Well, if it's the including the boat fuel, which we're not sure that it is sitting here tonight, but if that's what we suspect, how do we know or how do they know how much to put towards airports versus how much to put towards boat docks?
You'd have to ask them.
So who
was? I don't know.
Who were we asking? Or who were we in communication with?
Bobby Geyer's people.
Okay. Who's that?
The aeronautics director. I don't think she's got that title, but.
What if they got rid of the 23 cents rebatable and added and put, say, 5 cents on non rebatable? Like every other state apparently does. Any discussions you've had with Bobby Geyer and those folks, has it ever come up about doing something like that? Mm-hmm.
I think I told you last time, I'm on the Delaware Aviation Advisory Council, which is a DelDOT group kind of like this. And one of the things that we looked at a couple years ago now is how does DelDOT fund the aviation programs in the state with, you know, the dwindling money that's out there in the trust fund. And, you know, they've proposed a 5 cent jet fuel tax and keeping the avgas system the way it is, you know, keep the 23 cents and let people ask for the refund, knowing that not everybody does, and, you know, there's this $215,000 a year basically that's available, and, you know, those two sources of revenue would go into an aviation trust fund that could only be spent on aviation programs in the state. That was their the committee's recommendation. There's some legislation that's been drafted, and you know, we've gone back and forth with sponsors on it. And then there's also a aircraft registration fee that's proposed. But if you base your airplane in the state, you're exempt from that, or you get a refund. And that, I forget how much money that would generate, but there's something like 13,000 airplanes that are registered in the state. You know, a $500 a year registration on a 747 is nothing, you know, and that would be another source of revenue. So there's two pieces of legislation. One has to do with the jet fuel tax, and one has to do with registration. And I think the jet fuel tax is the one that's easiest to do because it doesn't create any additional bureaucracy in DelDOT to collect that.
Well, I would think that would be the time to push for, you know, something like Garrett suggested. Getting ready, those 23 cents refundable tax, and push for a, you know, a hard set, 3, 4, 5 cents a gallon. At least that's the one they have something firm they could plan their budget on. Mm-hmm. I mean, this would seem to be very unreliable as far as planning.